everybody, Bobby's back again with episode 3. Today I wanted to talk about my cat, my lovely little cat. I've had my cat for around 16 years, I think now, and she's so adorable. Of course she's really old now, but I still love her so very much. I've had my cat for quite a while now, and it's been a really great time. Just thinking back on all the adventures that we've had. Her name is Kitty. She's a Burmese cat. I'm not quite sure what she is. She looks like a nice, creamy, coffee, but really light coffee color. And she's really tubby. It's like she's at the tubby. She's so tubby that when you go to pick her up and you put your arms around her belly, you expect it to squish in, but it doesn't. It's like solid. So you just go boop, and you're holding on to her. And if you want to lift her, you have to really put your back into it. Or your legs. She's a heavy one. but I love her. She's so adorably big. Anyways, I got her when I was a little kid. And she was always a very playful kitty. And very active. However, because of that, she never really let us cut her nails, so she's always had really sharp nails. Whenever she gets a bit too feisty when we play with her, she tends to scratch you, and it hurts quite a bit, but it's usually okay, because, you just sort of gotta get the claw out and heal up, and then you're good to go. She also bites as well, but she's not that strong with her bite than as her claws. I think it's because I sort of trained her to use her claws when I was playing with her when I was younger. We would throw like paper balls around the place and like use string, and sometimes when she's just lying down on a chair, I would throw up a ball and she'd hit it away. And so I really think that I like trained her to have like a good like swiping motion, like the forearm and the left arm, just like hitting things. Yeah, I'm really happy that she's so active, but like now she's not as active, I'm not sure if she's not active because she's fat or she's fat because she's not active. It's been very hard to like find time to play with her. I really wish I could play with her a lot more, but yeah, life is very busy. Oh, sorry, I yawned a bit there. yeah, I've had my cat for quite a long time now, and I'm very grateful and thankful that I have her as a pet. I'm not sure whether I'll get another pet afterwards when she passes away. I know that's inevitable, but I don't really like thinking about it. I do like dogs as well. I'm not just a cat person. I do know like quite a lot of people who only like dogs, or only like cats, or only like fish. And I think it's okay to just like whatever you want. But I like a lot of animals. I mean, it would be amazing to have like one or two of each animal. Not like Noah's Ark, that's a bit too much, but like every animal that would be willing to sort of just be my friend, you know? It'd be nice to have like two dogs to play around with, and once I have kids, they can play with the two dogs because they'll be happy and cheerful and active. The two cats, they would like take care of my kids because they're so independent and know what they're doing. If I had two parrots, I could teach them to talk, and like, if I ever needed like to talk to someone, or like if I wanted to talk to them on the podcast, I could, and that'd be very nice. Oh, yeah, that's her. Oh, she's talking a bit right now. Sorry about that, guys. What was I saying? Oh yeah, two parrots. Maybe two guinea pigs as well. Guinea pigs and rabbits, they're both very similar to me. Like, I know one of them has got the ears and the, it's a bunny. It's like Easter. But like, guinea pigs are like, you keep them in the same place. They're literally like a bunny, but their ears are smaller. And yeah, I never really got like the big difference between the two. I mean, I know guinea pigs are smaller as well, maybe. I don't know. I would like to have some guinea pigs and rabbits. But I heard that rabbits, like, they have a lot of babies. And so, like, if I have two, then eventually I'll have, like, way too many. And I don't think I need that many rabbits. What else? What other pets can you get? Oh, horses. I know that's a bit hard, that's a hard one to get, because you need to have, like, the space for a horse, and, like a shed, and the stable, that's the word, a stable for the horse, so they can, like, live, and poop, and sleep, and, be groomed, and have, like, a good life in a stable life, yeah, and then you can ride a horse. And if once I have like children and stuff, they can ride the horse. Yeah, horses are like a whole another level of pets though. They're like really big, and you really need to like take care of them a lot. I guess that's the same with like other farm animals, where like if you have a cow, you have to milk them and feed them and take care of them. I mean, it's pretty much like a pet, but you gotta milk them. And like chickens, you gotta like feed and get their eggs. I never really got that sort of thing. Like, how come you can just like take their eggs away from them and it's okay and they don't turn into chicks? I mean, I guess there's something that has to happen before they become chicks, or else like, there'll be chicks all over the supermarket, right? I'm not gonna go into that sort of thing. That's not something I want to talk about in this podcast. Because, talking about pets and not, like, where babies come from. You can ask your mum and dad where that kind of goes. What other farm animals are there? There's chickens and cows and, there's sheep, yeah, there's sheep. That'd be amazing if I had a pet sheep or two. Because then you can, like, have their wool and turn it into something. But then you're going to have to shear them, like, every so often. And, like, with all that wool, I don't really know how to, like, clean it and turn it into, like, the wool you see in, like, the supermarket and stuff. Well, not the supermarket, but, like, the wool stores and where you get those things, yeah. Oh, I really want to have, like, a pet mouse, just because I think it'd be a really special experience having a pet that you can, like, hold in one hand, and you just see, like, the difference in size between you and your hand, and the mouse's hand, and I think it'd be really cute. And, like, with mice, because, like, they're so small, and you're such a big giant to them, you can, like, make, like, a really cool home for them, or, like, make a maze, and, like, just, like, it's like playing God, but at the same time, you're, like, a really nice God, and you want to, like, give them exercise, and give them a really cool mansion sort of thing. Yeah, I've always wanted a mouse. I don't know about rats, though. I know that people have pet rats, but, their tails are a bit scary to me. They, like, look like worms, but they're not. Maybe not. Yeah, probably not rats. I do know people have pet fish, which I've always found is something very strange. Like, people have pet fish in their homes, like in like the glass thing. And also sometimes they have it in a pond in their front or backyard. So if you have it in your home, it's a very strange pet, because all you do is just feed them or like watch them, or and then you have to clean their tank. It's a really, I mean, I guess it teaches you like responsibility and how to take care of things, but like they don't really do anything. And I've heard that like some goldfishes and other things, they eat other fish, which is really bad. Because then you sort of like lose the amount of fish you already had. But yeah, also you can get fish outdoors, like in your pond. I find that pretty weird, because it's sort of like you like bought a house in like the middle of the forest, and then you sort of just adopted all the pets, all the animals in the forest, and now they're your pets. And like that's what happened with these fish in the pond, except they're underwater animals, and you just sort of adopted them. It makes me wonder whether, like, since they're in a pond, like, do they realize that they're being fed by, like, an owner? Or do they, like, realize that, like, do they realize at all that their world is, like, really small? And that there's, like, would fish even know about the ocean and other things like that? Like, maybe they think their pond is huge and, like, they're, like, blessed. That's a nice way of thinking about things. Like, animals have life so easy. Like, they don't actually have the comprehension to think about how life on Earth is very specific to each organism and thing. Like, how each the animal has their own environment, and they don't realize that there are other environments they could potentially be in, but they are not. I think that's amazing about how animals, they don't have that much. And this applies for like some humans as well. I've read that like there are like humans who are in a tribe in like a remote place on Earth, and they don't know about the world and like how technology is, and that there are like houses and televisions and computers and like really different awesome food to what they have, but they're still really happy, because what they do know, they like a lot, and they're really grateful for it. And I think it's a really nice thought. Like, I think our pets do feel that some way. Like, when I look at my cat, my kitty, I realize that this is the home she knows, like me and my family. She knows that there are other houses around, because we've taken her to the vet and we've moved places, but in terms of her whole life, like, we're the only family that she's ever going to have. And I think that's something really important to think about, because we're humans, and like we have a long, long life compared to them. Like, they live to like maybe 20 years old, but like that's only just the start of like a human life. Like, we have so much more, but like their whole life is with us. So I think it's really important that we like treasure our pets and make sure their life is amazing, because we're all that they know. And we may have more than one pet in our lifetime, but they only have one human for their whole life, and that's if they're lucky. Anyway, I think I've talked for a while now. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you keep on listening to this podcast. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, week, month, everything, all time, and I hope you're treating your pets with respect and love, and if you don't have one, adopt one, they're amazing. Anyways, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.